sami na yadijani Aminazo na vio Amena uja na muka tuyo Avina mucha tu manocho yoyo Avina mucha nungako Everything else can wait Give me you all I hope I'm not too late Oh, give me you all Everything else can go away Oh, give me you all I hope I'm not too late Macho na moyo diano Avilayo
Can somebody lift up their voice in prayers to God as we angulate our soul for an encounter, as we wait upon Him who holds the bread of life? Can you go ahead and make your demands? Let your hunger reach out to Him. Let your desire reach out to Him. Register your expectations where you are. Unto Him who will not call the seed of Jacob to seek Him in vain. Can you begin to align your hearts to His presence tonight? The servant of God has taken us on a layer of encounter. And tonight something definite must be registered upon our lives. So wherever you are, can you cry for an encounter? One of the protocols for an encounter is hunger. He says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. They will be full. Can you cry for a touch tonight? Lord, do something upon my life. If there is nothing you desire in this meeting, there must be a grace you have seen that you want the hand of God to replicate upon your life. It's a good time to cry. What did you do to Ebuka Songs, oh God? How did you engineer this grace in his vessel? Somebody can cry now. In case you don't know where you are on the mountain of encounters. There are downloads. There are activations going on now. There are heights in the spirit that we journey into. By the grace and the mercy of Elohim, we mount up. We exchange weaknesses for strength. We exchange infirmities for stature. Men are born on this mountain. Destinies are made on this mountain. Jesus is writing your story again. On this mountain, he calls you by a new name that announces new chapters, new versions. I know you have gone by the name Jacob, but tonight an immortal realm places another identity upon you. You will no more be called Jacob. You shall be called Israel. Upon these mountains, destinies find expression. Lord, what did your servant find? I just want to glide on the atmosphere that has been established. And I want to journey through that energy to the places where the Lord summons us into. What did he find? What kind of mercy is this? What kind of mercy is this? It is after the order of David. He calls it the sure mercies of David. That mercy, David became a curriculum of mercy. That if they want to bestow mercy on a man, they refer you to David. That type David found, I will give that type back to you. If you find the mercy of God, you have found God. Any man who has seen the favor of God, any man who have seen the hand of God, every one of them have something to say. It is by the mercies of God. It is not of he that runneth, neither of he that willeth. It is of the Lord God that showeth mercy. 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 That's somebody's cry in 1 minute. Lord, this mercy, this same mercy, show me mercy. That's the cry of blind Bartimaeus. He was blind, but he did not ask for sight. He was crying, Son of David, have mercy. Upon what mercy was he looking for? Because of what he appealed for, Jesus could not look away from him. He cried for mercy. I know you fast, my brother. I know you have studied the Bible from cover to cover. I know you pray. But tonight, ask for mercy. The race is not to the swift. The battle is not to the strong. Bread is not to the wise. Favor is not to men of skill. He says time and chance happeneth to them all. Your natural advantage will not in any way give you the pace you need in this race of destiny. Show me mercy. Listen. We have been laboring since yesterday evening on the concept of the living epistles. We have proposed and advanced several definitions to that effect. We have considered living epistles to be people and individuals on whom the word has become flesh. We have considered living epistles to be people who are a portrait of the will of God. We have considered living epistles to people who can replicate the counsel of God and flesh it out. We have considered living epistles to people on whose life you can see the scripture animated. But tonight, I want to show you the concept of living epistles in the idea of manifestation. The age-long challenge is not whether you are born. The challenge is, are you able to manifest after the order of your ordination? The age-long question is not whether you have arrived yet. The question is, will the version God had in mind when he crafted you from the studios of eternity, will that fashion enter time? If any man manifest, there is only one place where men show up. It's called Mount Zion. That's where identities are born. That is where men show up. So that we have some level of God bless you. With a round of applause, can we celebrate God's choice servant, the angel over this house, Apostle Dan Obu, and his very lovely wife just seated beside him. Thank you so much, sir. God bless you. Also beside God's choice servant is an elder in every regard, a man on whom the very hand of God has been evident over the years, bringing covering to a region and bringing the adequate counsel that defines an elder, can we celebrate God's choice vessel, Reverend Daniel O. Daniel? Thank you so much, sir. It is such a privilege to have you here. Come on. This morning, I began to show us that your life did not start in time. I began to show us that your existence transcends time. I began to show us that you are older than time. And I made reference to certain scriptures to corroborate my point. In Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, the Bible says, before I formed you in your mother's womb, it says, before bodily parts came together, it says, I knew you, I sanctified you, and I ordained you a prophet unto the nations. So God was explaining the detail that your life did not start in time, and it only suggests that our life consequently cannot end in time, because we are creatures of eternity. We had lived in eternity before now, and when our time is over, we will eventually go back to eternity. I began to show us this morning that the Bible began to open up in Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1 by saying, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. For those of you who were not around, I would suggest that we make reference to that teaching so that the things we are trying to establish will make sense to us. And that we have a dual representation. I was showing us in the morning that you are actually a citizen of two different kingdoms, two different realms. You are physically present here on earth. You are physically present here on earth, but you are also a citizen of a spiritual civilization. And I showed us that that was why the Lord forged and formed Adam after the order that he formed him. But something happened in Adam. Adam was not able to live up to the words that became flesh for him. Because in Genesis 1:26, the Bible said, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. I will show you two things from there before we find a place to tie the discourse up. In Genesis 1:26, we begin to see that the labor God has on any man is to make him after his image and to conform him to the likeness of God. That once these two things, image and likeness, is on ground, dominion, thank you, will be your natural lifestyle. Because he says, let us make man in our image after our likeness and let them have dominion. Meaning that once image and likeness is on ground, dominion will be the natural expression. Because image and likeness are already on ground. The scripture that corroborates this point, the Bible says the earnest expectation of creature, they are waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. So it means that the moment you can appear, the moment you can manifest as a son, creation will begin to serve you. This is why you can see the suffering, the sorrow, the pain, the anguish, the injustice that has befallen man. Because we have lost our image and we have fallen from a realm of likeness. These things I share with you about, they are a contention in the spirit world. So much so that the obsession of Satan is how to be like God. That like God he is looking for, that is the natural thing God did for man. Because he made man in his image and also in his likeness. That likeness is what Satan needs. Because he knows that the image can be replicated. You can do something to look like something. You can do something to appear like something. In fact, the Bible says, and be no marvel, for Satan is transformed to an angel of light. So he can carry the similitude of the angel of God. He can carry the similitude of light. He can appear like he is of God. But there was something he knew that authenticates who you are. It's the likeness. And that is what he was contending for. And to attain likeness, you will find Satan making some very bold statements in his manifesto. Because Satan was able to print a flyer, give a speech that was compelling enough for 1/3 of the angels of God to follow him. 1/3 of the angels, the host of God, looked at God, looked at Satan, and chose Satan. What did he tell them? On Satan's campaign flyer, there were five I will, five. The first one is I will ascend. Imagine an angel contending for ascension, and you, they are busy begging you to pray. They are explaining the reason why you need to pray, the benefit of fasting. They are showing you the reason to study the word, and it looks like they are trying to spoon feed you. They are trying to beg you, do this thing. Who do you think gains from any spiritual exercise? Do you think your righteousness in any way has anything to add to God? You are absolutely the only one benefiting from your obedience. And an angel developed zeal, developed ambition. And the protocol, the process to attain this is ambition of likeness, is that he says, I will ascend. Pray for a minute wherever you are. We are about to break into a cycle in the spirit. Something that comes with a weight of its own. A realm is about to summon you. An energy is trapped in that realm. Men must journey into it. If you are not carried, you can't enter it. If you journey in the spirit long enough, you will know that no man can receive these things except it is given. Light is bestowed. And if you are not authenticated, that transaction will never happen. You can sit in this hall, and these encounters will be too far for you. Because the place where light is broken is not in a physical location. Spirits must summon you into a space. Can you pray for 1 minute again? It is because of matters like this. That's why princes in darkness, sir. That's why principalities and powers, that's why they hang around the sons of God. Because it is through us that they learn. It is through us they know the purposes of God. It is when we crack into seals in the spirit and we break it out. It is matters like this. Daniel stumbled on and he wanted to speak. The angel said, seal it. Don't utter this one. Veil it. It's not given to the generation. I'm asking you to pray. Pray, pray, pray so that access can be granted. Pray so that we can enter there together. There is a change of guard in the spirit. The old battalion, the old brigade are finishing their works. I hear the whispers in the temple once more. He echoes the name of Samuel. And he summons them from every corner. Because the eye of Eli is becoming dim. There is a spirit that is deliberate about subscripting replacements. Your cry tonight is, speak, Lord, for your servant heareth. Declare your word over my life. And let it come clearly that after this conference, let it be evident that you have been called for an assignment. The days of shadow boxing are over. The days of guesswork are over. You can tell I have been sent with this message to these people. Listen. Replete in scriptures, you will find the Bible continue to make reference to a particular space, a particular location, a particular realm with the word Mount Zion. In certain scripture, it will make it seem like a physical mountain. In other scriptures, it will look like a convergence of the spirit of just men, the place where the firstborn church gathers. In another place, it will tell you it is also the place where innumerable company of angels are gathered. And then you will continue to find that Mount Zion is also referred to as the city of David. Mount Zion is also referred to as a place of intervention. But there was something Satan was particularly desiring. He was trying to ascend, and the reason for that ascension is because he wanted to manifest. He wanted his government and his kingdom to find expression. Because Satan, although he had fallen, he still understood the protocol of the celestial realm. And so he knows what to do if he's going to reign on earth. This is why his first campaign, he was not trying to build a government in heaven. He wanted to control a government on earth. But for that government to be successful on earth, he must be ascended. Because he cannot be in the same realm with earthlings, with earth dwellers, and reign over them. Because in the kingdom, the height you operate in the spirit is directly proportional to your authority. So you have more authority to the degree of height that is given to you in the spirit. This is why you will see that his obsession is that he wills, he desires to ascend. But you see, for the believer, I don't know how Satan wanted to do that, but for the believer, the recommended pathway for ascension is priesthood. In Jude chapter 1 verse 20, he says, "And you, dearly beloved, building up yourself." The Amplified say, "Rise like an edifice." Rise! Rise! Why are all these protocols suggesting height in the spirit? Isaiah chapter 30 verse 41. He says, "But they that wait upon the Lord, they will renew their strength." Verse 41. He says, "But they that wait upon the Lord, they will journey from the ground. They will depart from the weaknesses of their generation. They will enter into house. They will depart from the weaknesses of their generation. They will enter into house." He says, "Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm upon my holy mountain." In case you heard Zion and you say, maybe Zion is referring to something else, he reiterated it. "Sound an alarm upon my holy mountain." So Zion is Mount Zion. Are we together? Please, if you are with me, can you shout amen? Ah, that's not alive. Can you shout amen? If the recommendation of the immortal realm is that blow your trumpet in Zion, and your alarm must be sounded upon his holy mountain, the alarm God has put upon your spirit is the very message of God that was chronicled on your spirit that makes you a living epistle. We are not all in time resonating the same frequencies. There are different emphases in our life as a particular point to the ordinations we are sent into time to fulfill. There are people sitting here, your obsession is about exploring the protocol of the divine to bring the supernatural into the world of men. So you are always restless when you see the hand of affliction, when you see sickness ravaging people. Another person can see it and be comfortable because nothing in him resonates with that desire. Somebody here is the interest to see men prosper. So when you see people in poverty, when you see people in stagnation, when you see people in all forms of obscurity, something in you begins to resonate because that is the area of your manifestation. There is something chronicled on your inside that resonates with that purpose. And this is the easiest way to walk in your ordination. You follow the nudgings of that burden on your inside. I know that you will need many times to meet people and express your helplessness. "I don't know my purpose. I don't know what God sent me here to do." Follow the burden. Follow what you are restless about. Follow the thing that keep you restless. Follow why you cannot sleep. For some of you, there is something on you that is crying to avenge the hand of wickedness on your family. You have seen years and years of deprivation. There is something on you that wants to avenge it. And when that thing begins to seek expression, I want you to know tonight that God is deliberately showing you through hunger. He's charting a course for you. It is the same thing like I began to establish rather yesterday. It is the same hunger that drove John the Baptist to the wilderness. It's the same hunger that made Jesus retreat. That hunger, it guides you to your destiny. It is the hunger that has the script of your ordination. I don't care how many hands are laid on you. It is what you are hungry for inside that opens up your role in the eternal scope of things. So you can see somebody pray, and another person is saying, "But why are you praying like this?" It is hunger. Something is boiling on the inside. Why you cannot resonate with that hunger Don't judge him because you don't know why the emphasis of prayer is upon his life. It is because of matters like this. That's why everybody sitting here, the first veil that we will labor to have sufficient light to enter into clarity for our destiny, it is to have light for our role in God's agenda, so that we don't join people chasing after the wind. This is what Satan wants you to do, is to follow popular trends. That once you see something raining, everybody gravitates towards it. Look at my brother Ebu Kasson. I've known him for years. We've been brethren for years. I have seen the help of God upon his life. And it is easy for people to look at him and feel like, what is special about this one's self? And then by themselves, begin to nurse all kinds of, you know, very critical perspective in their heart. But they do not know that he is manifesting his ordination. And the thing he is doing it sweatlessly. Because it was written before time began. He is executing an ancient mandate. This is why, even though you wake him up from sleep, he can replicate the result over and over again. But you that did not find out who you are, and then you go and join a direction that your signature was not there, you will struggle over and over and over again. There are people currently on paths that they have no business journeying on. As I speak to you tonight, the Holy Ghost removes your feet from every path that you have entered by the will of men, and he forces you into his agenda. He says, and you will hear a voice from behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. I followed the hunger up until now. I followed it against the counsel of men. I followed it against the advice of people. Even people I hold in high esteem, they called me one day and said, this pastor thing you are doing, the way we are looking at you, you will fail. I hope you will not become a burden to your family. This is just a few years ago. And I discovered that it does not take God anything to lift a man. One night you will sleep in the dungeon as a prisoner. Another night Pharaoh will send for you. You will just realize that the promotion is too sudden. It will be sudden to show that this is the finger of God. That one night you are in the dungeon, one night you are a prisoner, the next day you are a prime minister. They didn't even do an election. God carried you and put there. See, there is a challenge that God is creating because he has put something on your inside to solve it. Until you follow the body on your inside, follow that body. Sometimes it will lead you to very narrow ways. Follow it. Journey with the body. It was because of the body I left my family house. Because at a point, even those who were close to me, this is the third handkerchief. God bless you, my brother. But I knew what was boiling on my inside. See, the kingdom of God is within you. That is where you find it. It's not inside a hall. The kingdom is not in a book. It is trapped on your inside. There is a spirit in man. Job 32:8. He says, the inspiration of the Almighty giveth that spirit understanding. It means even though we are falling inside Adam, there is still a spirit resonating on our inside. And the day that spirit will hear the word of life, it will resonate. It will come alive. It will be stirred. Father to child, from your spirit to my spirit, surrounded by your love, and with your breath of life, that's how I come alive, that's how I change my world. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Somebody is crying tonight.
Just breathe your name upon me, breathe.
Yahweh, Yahweh is your name, breathe, Lord.
Just breathe your name upon me, breathe.
I know you have been born. But that's why the Bible says unto us a child is born. You are a child. The only thing biological birth can help you do is to arrive as a child. But sons are not born, they are given. He says, unto us a child is born, still unto us a son is given. The only thing your parents help you to do is to arrive as a child. But the heir, as long as he is a child, different nothing from a servant, although he be Lord of all. I know there is a great destiny on your head, but this version of you as a child cannot enter it. It is until a son is given, then the Bible says the government shall be upon his shoulder. You cannot carry the government if you have not become a son. How do you become a son? It is only as many as are led by the Spirit of God. They are the sons of God. So it means that you remain a child until that spirit tabernacles upon you. Meanwhile, who is that spirit? I will show you that there is no difference between the word and the spirit. The clearest way to become a living epistle is to receive the impartation of the Spirit of God. It is that same spirit. The Bible says, holy men of old, they spake as they were stirred, as they were carried by this spirit. So this same spirit, the words that I speak unto you, he says they are spirit. That the word is spirit. So if you receive the spirit, you have received the word. If you receive the spirit, you are a living epistle. It is the spirit that fleshes out the logos through your life. What was Satan looking for when he said, I will ascend? Why is ascension necessary? I'll be tying my discourse up now. Please look at me carefully. None of us is born in our superior versions. None of us enter time in our true identity. Right now, I know that there are one or two areas that you are enjoying, certain areas of abilities. For some of you, it's your beauty. For some of you, it's unusual intellect. Your capacity to assimilate concepts is unusual. There is a temptation that you can build confidence around these mundane areas of advantages. For some of you, it is the wealth that is in your family. It gives you a false sense of confidence. But if you retire your life into that version, you will miss the script of the eternals concerning you. At best, you are like a scientific calculator in the hand of a market woman. They are using you to do Maggi plus salt, plus oil. Meanwhile, you can perform complex equations. They are celebrating you when you have not even showed your true self yet. Some of you, they are already clapping for you. And inside your heart, you know that they don't even know me yet. If only I can press a little more. You know that you are not even doing anything. Now, imagine if you truly retreated into the altars of God. What version of you would they see? So in Joel 2, he says, blow the trumpet in Zion. What is the trumpet? The trumpet is the peculiar message that was wired on your inside. All of us don't have the same message. If you listen to me, all of my message speaks about eternal ordinations. If I teach about love, I go back to ordination. I am here to remind men that we came from a realm. We were given responsibilities from that realm. And we are only here to execute within a brief window called time. And if you don't walk the walk of he that sent you while it is day, the night is coming when no man can walk. If you listen to me, you will take your call serious. Because that is my message. That is my alarm. That is the alarm I was given to come and sound. But I cannot sound this alarm just in any location. There is a recommended platform in the spirit that the Bible says that is where any man whose alarm will enter the nation. The reason why you can hear the voice of my brother Ebuka is because he is standing on top of Mount Zion. Because he says, blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm upon my holy mountain. So if you blow your trumpet from the valley, you will be shouting, but nobody will hear you. You will be making serious points, but no visibility. The place where they hear ye him, anointing meets you, is waiting for you on top of Mount Zion. But Mount Zion is not a place people arrive at cheaply. In Psalm 24, verse 3, it says, who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand upon his holy mountains? Who can climb that mountain? I know everybody wants to manifest, but the only location to manifest is Zion. That's where men show up. It is the day you arrive on the top of Zion. That's the day you answered present to the roll call of ordination. I have arrived. In John chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, it says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. Verse 7, it says, the same came. He came. As they sent him, he came. The question I have for you, have the person they sent, has he showed up? You are still strolling in the valley. Princes are still mastering your appetite. They are still detaining you, entangling you, keeping you preoccupied by distraction. And you are walking with men on the valley. Little wonder you are wondering why your voice is not loud in the realm. Because it is only on Zion. That's where alarms are sounded. Sound an alarm upon my holy mountain. In Psalm 24 verse 3, it says, who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand upon his holy mountains? He that has a clean hands and a pure heart, that has not lifted up his soul up to vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He says, these are the people that can ascend the mountain of God. Do you want to climb that mountain? They have given you the unnegotiable criteria. This is how to journey onto the mountain. There will be many noiseless, quiet seasons. Seasons where, man of God, tell me the truth. Have you not been singing for a while? And the same songs that are shaking the nations now, haven't you been singing them and the audience didn't even pay attention? It matters where you are speaking from, not just what you are saying. You can be saying the things they needed, but they can't hear you because you have not arrived at the place where the megaphone of God is. It is from there your voice is amplified, but it takes consecration to ascend the mountain. The consecration is where your secret life is. That's where men who like the stage, men who like appearances, they will not journey. That's why I said that one of the strongest covenants at work in his life, I know it because I've journeyed the realm of the spirit, is mercy. Tonight there's a summon. Angels are trying to ascend. I don't know why you love the valley. I don't know why you are comfortable. Your own work is to be jotting all the time. Jotting. Jotting. You have exhausted more than 30 jotters. Nothing to show for it. The moment Adam fell, it became clear that he has lost alignment with the word that made him. He was said, he was spoken into existence before he was created. Because God first said, let us make man. Now God was describing what he wanted to do. Then when he was done describing it, he went to do what he described. So the word went ahead of Adam. Adam was supposed to look like that word that God said. But when you now looked at the fallen Adam, there was a disparity between the spoken word about him. So this is that word that is Adam. They let us make man in our image. That is where Adam is. But now there is a version of him physically that has no reflection to what was spoken concerning him. And so God began to, by mercy, give him protocols to catch up back so that the word can become flesh in him. That's why we have the opportunity to contemplate on the excellent law of liberty. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18, he says, for we all with unveiled faces, beholding as in a glass, we are metamorphosed, we are changed into the same image of what we are beholding, even from glory to glory. Age in the spirit, age in the spirit is not size. Age is resemblance. They know how old you are, by how you resemble the standard. It means that you have been looking at this excellent law for a long time. That's why you look like this. So the more you resemble Jesus is the older you are in the world of spirits. Which means that one of the tools made available to bring men into oneness with the word that was spoken concerning them, so that the word can become flesh, is the logos of God, the word. I don't have time today, so I will only explore the word and I will tie it now. When you are studying the word, it is like you are downloading an app. Have you downloaded an app before? When you have downloaded the app will be in your phone, quite all right, because you have downloaded it. But you cannot use it until you install it. When you read the word of God, you have downloaded it. It is resident on your inside. Until you pray with that word that you read, it will never be installed. The installation process, that is where you and the word becomes flesh. It is in praying with the word, staying with the word in prayer. That is where the word that looks like a story start entering inside your own life to a point where they cannot separate you from that scripture. Your life becomes a theater revealing the truth of that scripture because you have labored on the installation process. See, there are many things the Holy Ghost has quickened on your inside, but you are not ready to install it. I will give you 5 minutes this night for installations. I know you can quote many Bible verses, but transfer them from your brain into your spirit. Let the word and you become one. Enter into a particular place in priesthood where all you contend with is scripture. Over my life, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. If today is my last session with you, I would have wanted to show you the ancient art of meditation. You will now see that that is how men live up to the demand of God. That you must delete. You already know that, sir, it's not possible for you to stay and your mind will not be thinking about something. Since you know that your mind will always be thinking, choose what it will think about. Since your mind will be preoccupied all the time, choose what it will be preoccupied by. So this is what Jeremiah 1 verse 8. He began to show us something quite profound. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 rather. Joshua 1 verse 8. Joshua 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. That's where you started from. It was something you were talking because you heard another person saying it. It was something you were quoting because you heard pastor made reference to it. You and that word has not become one yet. He says, after you are done talking about it, carry it in now. Take it deeper. He says, but thou shalt meditate therein. And meditation, you meditate day and night. So constantly be referring to scriptures. The moment you start meditating, you will find yourself naturally obeying what you are meditating on. Because as he thinks in his heart, so he is. Looking for a man in the morning, and I still have the unrest in my spirit that the quorum is not complete. There's a prophetic company that God wants to raise, an accurate company of prophets whose eyes and sight in the spirit will be restored, the seeing eye and the hearing ears. You will stand and you will begin to gain height in the spirit. You will soar like an eagle over your region, and nothing will happen in this space without your knowledge. Because you will become a watchman. You will be given access to hover over territories. You will spread like a mist. You will spread like smoke over regions. And for you, the gift of utterance will be given to you. So that when the counsel of God comes upon your heart, the spirit-aided communication to communicate it will be given to you accurately. And so, Father, I thank you because your word is here and amen. From the back of the hall to the front, from the left to the right, let your spirit begin to ignite men set their altars on fire and begin to restore ancient scepters. Let there be an unveiling. Let there be activations. And let destinies begin to open up. Access to light and revelation. This is the second thing God does tonight. Access to light and revelations. He says the secret things of the Lord are with them that fear him. There is something he does to your heart so that you can access secrets. Right now, the spirit of revelation, it mantles people in this hall. Holy Ghost, touch. Scrolls are broken in the spirit now. You have access to light. Access to light. Access to light. Access to light. You will begin to interact with the angels of your ordinations. I see cherubims, 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 angels of light. They will begin to whisper revelations to you. They will begin to whisper scriptures to you. God, you have cried night and day. You have cried for the hand of God to rest upon you. Please help that sister. Tonight, 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 your prayer is heard. A spirit mantles you now. Hidden deposits, hidden ordinations, capacities that are unwielded. Let it begin to be stirred now. I stir you up. I stir you up by the Spirit. Let the waters be troubled. Holy Ghost, touch. Please help them.
I'm gonna make it.
He shall encount. I am a sad woman, and where I am Jesus. Sitting in the parlor, it was not a professional recording. That is the impact of staying in Zion. Nations, read. Can I pretend to you? Who knows my name is sound? Ministry again, church. Then I don't know what that thing is called. He said, if your purpose, church. Then I don't know what that thing is called. He said, if your purpose. If men like this come out to tell you the things that they went through, they had opportunity to drop the mic. Go to that scripture and link it. That they went through, they had opportunity to drop the mic. Go to that scripture and link it. My hand, and that was why I went on my knees. How you see? And that was why I went on my knees. How you see to me? When you know Ajamahule Shelo Kuban, but to please the one who died for my sins, who died for my sins, and they can call you names or whatever, and call you names or whatever.
Everything else can wait. Give me you all. I hope I'm not too late. Oh, give me you all.